It's time for us to welcome in our next guests. A trio of women are joining us from CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated, including their CEO, Karen Frederick. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Teddy. I'm great. And how are you? And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I've been wondering, when are they going to actually send in the big man on campus, or the big woman on campus?
Well, I am tall. I have to say that. And I was here last week when you were out with your baby. So.
And then they dragged you back in this week.
Yes, I am back this week.
You are joined by Marie Sweeney. Good morning, Marie. How are you?
Hey, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
A whole new world is opening up.
Oh, my God. And I don't even know the half of it. You know
That's
me. I'm a know-it-all, right? I thought I knew it all. I'm finding out.
Is that the question of the day? You know nothing about babies.
That's exactly what I have found out as well. And I'm also hearing things that are soon to come. We're also joined by Rita O'Brien D in studios. Good morning, Rita. How are you? I'm doing all right. And for some reason, I know what they did. They played with some of my micros. Let's try this again. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning, Teddy.
Much, much better. You are actually, you are the an award honoree?
I am, yes.
And what's the event this year, Karen?
This is our annual event. It's called Come Play With Us, and it's being held at our largest early education and care facility at 126 Phoenix Ave, where we care for 400 of our 1,400 children that we care for every day.
Okay, so judging by the location and the name, the Come Play With Us event is it's kind of involving kids and the many services that CTI offers for children.
Well, this is to support our children's services, and we care for, as I said, 1,400 children every day, from infants right through adolescents. And this is an opportunity for people to help us support our work with children. And we haven't done this for a long time, and we wanted people to come and see our facility. It's beautiful. We will have a very big tent out front with adult beverages and hors d'oeuvres and a pasta station, and we'll have desserts and all kinds of great things, an opportunity to learn about our programs, to see what kids do every day. Mm-hmm. So it's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, May 25th. At the James Hoularis Early Learning Center at 126 Phoenix Ave in Lowell. It's right on the Lowell-Tewksbury line.
1,400 kids every day.
That's correct.
That CTI provides services for.
Yes.
Where do
yes.
these kids come from?
So they come from the greater Lowell area, and they are in child care centers, in family child care homes, in after-school programs, and in our youth bill program.
All right. And What are some of the day-to-day type of services that they give? What are some of the things that you do with these kids?
Well, we are an educational program, so we provide very strong early education and care programs, and we collaborate closely with the public schools. So our children are ready to go on to the public schools. We coordinate our curriculum and assessment so that it's a seamless transition from four-year-olds to five-year-olds mm-hmm. right into the public school system. So there's lots of educational activities. The unique thing about us is we also work closely with parents on their needs. Our goal is to have parents who are moving up and forward to achieving their goals. So we provide for parents if they want an opportunity to learn financial education, support with education, training, and jobs, with housing, so that they can move forward in their lives. So it's really a dual program that supports the economy mm-hmm. in the greater Lowell area.
And Marie, you've been involved in this your whole life, working with
and
kids.
And we're so fortunate that she has.
Kids. But I've been on the CTI board since 1992. I'm one of those people who never goes away.
We're glad.
And that's a good thing. Talk a little bit about the importance of the kids' programs, in particular these early education programs that Karen was just highlighting. In my day, very rarely did somebody go to preschool. And, you know, they basically, you took you in kindergarten, dropped you off, and you were at the same level as everybody else. You all learned and grew together through grade school. Now, if kids aren't getting early education, come first grade or even kindergarten, they're lost. They are so far behind that you sometimes never dig out of that hole educationally.
I think you and your listeners will remember Dr. Patrick Mogan.
Sure.
And he was the person that taught me that you have to get to kids really very early on, from the time they're born, and they have to be places for them, and they're nurtured. They learn so much of their language at the very early age. And this is really the concept, I think, wouldn't you say, ladies, of Head Start.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is to get them into school at a very early age. And I think one of the things that's unique about us is that it's not just the child, it's the child and the family, the everything about the family. And because CTI is an umbrella agency that provides so many services, you can do it, focus it right through the family, whether it's nutrition or, as Karen said, financial education. Just everything is there. And parents also have to participate. Rita is a perfectly good example of that because she has been involved with community teamwork and as a parent and a teacher and a board member for about 53 years. And Head Start was how she got her start. But like Karen, who also was a parent who needed Head Start.
Using our services.
Both of them used the services. And look at where they are now. One's the CEO and the other is, you know, a 50-plus board member.
The other factor contributing to the need is that the family dynamic has changed. You know, you have so many single-parent homes, broken homes. But even in when you have the traditional two-parent homes or the modern-day two-parent homes.
Oh, they still need the services,
They're working, right? Mom
Most
isn't staying at home.
Are
or dad,
too,
grandparents
right.
are still right, working right. later. If
that's
you
right.
have, you know, siblings old enough to watch, they're
that's
probably
right.
working. So finances have made it so important that these kids have some type of supervision, and even after school, because, you know, you can't just be, it's not like it was, again, when I was growing up, you went home on the bus, you
that's
played
right.
in the yard, and you were safe till mom and dad
the
came.
World has changed.
The world has
well,
changed.
Well, and that's why right. one of our programs does address kids after school, as
that's
well
right.
as the Head Start taking them through, you know, through the day. But as you mentioned, you know, parents, single parents, fathers, whatever. Fathers are as involved. Grandparents are involved
that's right.
in this as well.
And so. In a city like Lowell, mm-hmm. which is a gateway city, which still has an achievement gap, this is a proven intervention that helps with the achievement gap later on. And the research has shown that for every dollar we spend on early education and care, we save $17 in later costs like incarceration, special
sure.
Services, lots of bad outcomes.
It's 8:27 here on 980 WCAP, chatting with Karen Frederick, Marie Sweeney from CTI, Community Teamwork Incorporated, and Marie referred to Rita. That would be Rita O'Brien-D, who has been a part of the, she was a former Head Start parent with, and a teacher and longtime advocate, and she is this year's honoree for the Come Play With Us event, which is taking place May 25th. When did you find out that they were going to be honoring you? Rita.
Oh, probably 3 weeks ago.
We tried to keep it from her, but we weren't very good.
And I'm going to guess that you probably wanted no part of it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about your involvement with CTI and with these programs and what they've meant to you and your
Oh,
life.
They've meant a great deal to me. It certainly made a big impact on my life and also my children's. I'm the when I became involved with Head Start, I was a single mother of five children. And one of them would have been almost the age, but not quite. But in the interim, I became a mother's aide, which is what we were in the beginning, in 1965. Uh-huh. And then I became a teacher aide, and then a teacher, and then it evolved into policy counsel, and then the board of directors. Mm-hmm. But when you speak about the kindergarten, when we first started in the Head Start program, they were school age, pre-first grade, because we didn't have kindergarten, especially
sure.
in the town of Tewksbury.
Sure.
And then eventually it became
four-year-olds,
yeah. We got kindergarten in our towns and uh-huh. in other towns, and then they became preschool, and then now we have early childhood.
That's right.
So
how much has it changed? You talked about your start in 65. Obviously, the world has changed. Have kids themselves changed? Has the nature of a kid changed, and what a child needs versus what it was?
Well. When we had parent involvement, and that was 20% of our program, really, for the Head Start program, we had to have in-kind, they called it.
Uh-huh.
And we had good parent participation, sometimes fathers, but certainly mostly mothers. But then, as you said, as people started, mothers started to work, and they couldn't become involved with the program, so that changed. And the children were from different cultures, which was fabulous. I just love that. But they did become more, I guess, smarter, sophisticated.
They grow up faster, don't they?
Absolutely. Yes. And now there's more expected of the teachers than when I was there, because now they're getting them ready for school.
Yeah. So you're a lot more than just a teacher. In many ways, you're a sometimes you're a substitute parent figure, I would imagine, for a lot of these kids.
Absolutely, yes.
If you've ever seen a former student, when they see Rita, you know what an influence she had on their lives. It starts with a big hug, and then the tears come, and then they laugh, and then they remember. And so teachers always have a big impact, whether it's a Head Start teacher or a high school teacher.
Mm. And I have to tell you, Teddy, when I started at Community Teamwork in 1978, my office was right next door to Rita's classroom. And she was, and in my mind, even from all the teachers I've seen over the years, one of the most amazing teachers who could connect with children and their families and was really a mentor to a lot of us, me included, about how to be as a teacher and how to be as a single mom. So, Rita, I have such great respect for all the work she's done, and she has such deep meaning to Community Teamwork.
And what I really like about the fact that you've chosen to honor Rita this year is, and this is no disrespect to you, Rita, but you're actually honoring somebody that, unless you've been through the CTI program, many of us wouldn't know who she is. A lot of these great organizations, they honor somebody who we all know for, you know, great works they've done. They're famous. But I like when somebody gets honored that, you know, one of the, quote, unsung heroes that you may not see day to day in your life unless you are actually in these programs and you've had your life affected. I imagine it wasn't a difficult decision to make when you decided to bring this type of an event back.
She has the longest uninterrupted service to Community Teamwork of anyone. And it wasn't easy when we decided to do it at our facility. It was like, this is easy. It has to be Rita.
So tell me a little bit about the event and what folks can expect that come play with us.
So the event, as I said, is on May 25th, 5:30 to 8 at our Early Learning Center. We'll have heavy hors d'oeuvres and pasta stations and three awardees. In addition to Rita, we're honoring the Big Brothers Big Sisters Advisory Council. Last week, Brenda Maley came in with me, and we talked about that and their service to Community Teamwork. When that agency came, became a part of Community Teamwork, the board didn't go away. They stayed and continue to raise funds and to work with the program. And we're also honoring Merrimack Valley Housing Partnership, who work closely with us and have for years. Jim Wild and his board are phenomenal. They help people get into their own homes, and that's really the trajectory many of our folks are on.
Yeah, they make some amazing dreams come true.
Absolutely.
At all levels. So we're honoring the kids and the early education. We're honoring the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and, of course, the Housing Partnership. How can folks find out more, and can they purchase tickets?
They can purchase tickets on our website at comteam.org, comteam.org, or they can call us at 978-459-0551 and ask for Julia Ripa.
All right. Karen Frederick, Marie Sweeney, and Rita O'Brien D. Thank you, ladies, so much for taking the time to join us in studios.
Thank you, Teddy,
thank you.
And good
thank
luck.
You.
I hope you're getting some sleep.
I am Mrs. Teddy P. Not so much.
Sure. Well, I hope she gets some sleep, too.
She's already commenting by text message, so she's not today.
I need sleep.